Chapter 22. I am an adult without much money. What should I do? Robert's response.
For my parents' generation, the World War II generation, the rules for success were pretty simple. Go to school, get a job, work hard, and the company and the government will take care of you once you are through working. They received regular pay raises and promotions because America's economy was growing, oil was cheap, and we were the leaders of the free world. Our dollar was strong, and after World War II, many nations owed us money. Today, almost everything has been reversed. The rules of money have changed. As I already stated, in 1971, our dollar changed from money to a currency, which means the government can print it faster than you can save it. The second change was in 1974, when big corporations let employees know they were not going to take care of them for life. In 1996, there was another law change, known as the Telecom Reform Act. The reason this change is affecting the rules of money and employment today is because the Telecom Reform Act made it easy and inexpensive for businesses to hire workers in China, India, Ireland, and the rest of the world. Many call centers are no longer in the United States, but in countries such as India. This is because the Telecom Reform Act allowed companies such as Global Crossing, which no longer exists, to lay miles of fiber optic cable all over the world. Now it may be far less expensive to call someone in Asia or Eastern Europe than it is to call someone in another U.S. city. People primarily in the B and I quadrants benefit from this act, and many of those in the E and S quadrants suffer. People have been crying the blues about our jobs going overseas. Today, even medical doctors, lawyers, and accountants have their income threatened by this change. In 2001, something else happened. China was admitted into the World Trade Organization, WTO. Again, this is great for those in the B and I quadrants, but may be a threat to those in the E and S quadrants. The significance of the Telecom Reform Act and the admission of China into the WTO is that asking for a raise could now be a job-threatening move. Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, the person competing for your job may live thousands of miles away. This at a time when inflation is climbing, gas prices are climbing, and housing prices are through the roof. Some of you say, well, my job is safe. I'm a school teacher and someone has to actually be in the classroom to teach. Yes, there are many jobs like that, including the jobs held by police officers, desk clerks, firefighters, hotel maids, janitors, city workers, and more. Some jobs are protected from foreigners. But remember this, if blue-collar and white-collar workers are losing their jobs, they in turn will become local competition for your job. If you are an adult without much money, you have two basic choices. One, live below your means. Two, expand your means. I have several friends who have simplified. They have simply downsized and decreased their living standards. A couple in southern Arizona built their own adobe home, so they had no mortgage. They are off the grid, which for them means they have their own solar power, their own well, raise cattle, and are heavily armed. The husband has a military pension and goes into town once a month for essentials. They are living the simple life and are very happy. Many baby boomers are relocating to Mexico or Costa Rica for the simpler life at a better price. Donald and I have chosen a more complex life. We do business 24/7 because we have business interests all over the world. We have multiple homes, are in constant communication with our home base, and travel constantly. Most people fall somewhere between the two examples of the two lifestyles. The reason I say it is important to choose simplicity, complexity, or both now is because all choices require time, money, and planning. I know many people who would love to drop off the power grid and get out of the hustle and bustle of daily life today, but they cannot afford the time or the 100 acres of land. As an adult, you should know what kind of lifestyle you want. There is no right or wrong. My point is, start planning for it now, before it's too late, especially if you want to live on your 100 acres of land or on a tropical island. My suggestion is to start looking for your paradise now. Life is too short not to dream of paradise, whatever it looks like to you. There are things more important than money.